11 o'clock hour
of Wilde and Tausch begins now. I'm being told both on the private talk and text line from JB and in the YouTube comments.
I love how engaged you are in the YouTube. Like, it brings a big smile to my face.
It's hard to keep track. We got two different YouTube. Treb on the ESPN Madison YouTube comments also pointing this out. The DeLorean and some of these other vehicles that the doors go up, those are called gull wing doors. So now we've got suicide doors, we got gull wing doors, we got French doors, Pella windows and doors.
So are they all the same kind of door, or are these like similar but different kinds of doors?
No, so the essentially, as Tausch so eloquently put it, after struggling a bit, the suicide doors swing out. The two of them go in opposite directions like a French door in your home.
Okay. Yep.
The gullwing doors, if you've seen the movie Back to the Future, which you're too young for, but maybe you've seen it, they go up.
Okay.
Goes up.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
And then, as we discussed, the French doors in your home, which Tausch eventually got to. All right, speaking of eventually getting to things.
Big fan of the Pella slider stacker, though. It is a slider stacker door, where you slide, stack, slide, stack, slide, stack. Awesome.
It seems satisfying.
Probably my favorite. Yeah, probably my favorite of all the Pella windows and doors in our house. The slider stacker, I call it.
That's not the term that they call it, though. You've just decided to call it that. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, good.
Well, for radio, I want you to feel it. Slide stack. Slide stack. You want it half open, you can go half. You want it all open, you can get it to two rooms. Slide stack, slide stack, slide stack, slide stack. Ba-boom, ba-boom.
Time now for the weekend preview. Slide stack, slide stack, slide stack.
Yum.
Yep. Yep. You're forgetting now the sound effect.
I know.
Okay, we got five games on the docket this weekend. Which one are you most interested in watching, and which one?
What would be the opposite of yep? Because I'm going to do that. Instead of saying yes, I'm going to say yep. What would be the opposite that I have no interest, Jason, since this is your terminology? Yep.
Gnocchi?
Ooh, I love gnocchi now. Gnocchi's so underrated.
Not my favorite pasta, personally, but
okay.
I'm more of an angel hair guy myself.
All right.
But I respect it. Anyways,
I know we've had this discussion before, but Spogen.
Spogen?
Probably my least favorite. I think that's pasta.
Is that the one that looks like a sponge, like it's the weird squiggly one? Yeah, I hate that one, too. No, thanks.
My mom got into a Spogen stage in her life where she just wanted to fire Spogen at us at a real high clip. Don't like Spogen.
We've all been there, and
amen.
Which of these
games? Hey, Mom. How are you this morning?
Have we all been there?
Yeah.
Thank you for your loyalty to the show and to your son, Diane.
She's the goat.
Next.
Which one of these games are you most interested in, and which one are you planning to go buy your last-minute Halloween candy during? Starting in college football, 11 a.m. kickoff on Saturday on ABC, number 12 Notre Dame taking on undefeated 24-ranked Navy. I'm looking forward to that one.
Nope.
Okay, Saturday, you got number 20 Illinois at the number 1 ranked team in the land, the Oregon Ducks. Jason turned his hat backwards, but it is an Oregon hat, 2:30 p.m. on Saturday, CBS. On Sunday, you have the Bears at Commanders, 8:25 p.m.
Jaden Daniels playing or not? Got that rib injury.
Is he sure? I said 8:25. It's 3:25 kickoff. Pardon me.
Okay.
Well, clarify.
Yeah, 3:25 on Sunday, CBS. Cowboys at Niners. That's their Sunday night football matchup on NBC. And finally, Yankees-Dodgers, 7 p.m. tonight and tomorrow on Fox and the ESPN Radio, ESPN app as well.
I think this is going to surprise some folks. NFL schedule this week, the only game I'm really intrigued, Riley didn't even mention it. If Jaden Daniels is playing, I'm intrigued with this Commanders-Bears game.
He ain't playing.
I think it doesn't sound like it, but they're going to try to give him a shot. You know, ribs. Who knows how that's going to play out, but even if he does, he'll be severely limited. I want to see where the Bears are at. I still am not a believer. I thought that this young man was going to be a good quarterback. He's played. He's getting better. I think the Bears are on to something. Let's see how they look. But the game that I'm intrigued, that I'm going to go, yep, or meow. What am I saying again, Jason? Meow? Meow is going to be Illinois and Oregon. Let's see what Illinois is all about. Oregon has had a good run here. They're undefeated. I saw what my boy at Idaho did to them. It was a tight game.
It was at Oregon.
Now, that was a month ago, and even more now that this month of October just keeps trudging. I'm intrigued to see, because we have Oregon left on the schedule, if we can find a way to beat Penn State. Oh, that's going to be one sexy matchup down here at Camp Randall. So I'm intrigued to watch that game.
Which game did you say wasn't on the slate that you are intrigued by?
Oh, Cincinnati-Philly.
Okay.
I never got there, so thank you for reminding me. Yeah, I think that is – people really still are holding out hope on Cincy. They need to win that game, and then all of a sudden I think people say, okay, they've leveled out, and they're going to find a way to get in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. If they lose, I think they're going to be in big trouble. And Philly is a complete enigma of a ball squad. They don't know what the hell they're getting. Like, week in, week out, they don't know what they're getting. They got guys yelling at each other. They don't believe in their coach. I think they are a – they're just hanging on, trying to figure it out. It'll be a fun game to see.
I think we're going to be home from cross-country sectional action to see Oregon, Illinois. Brett Bielema heading into Eugene. I love the fact that Navy is relevant. I don't know if this is still the case, but weren't both Navy and Army ranked?
They are both still ranked, yes.
So that is interesting, and look, you know, I like to finish up my writing while watching Sunday Night Football after games, and Big Mike needs that one, especially with Big Jerry saying some things yet again. That'll be a good win for Big Mike and the Cowboys to go into Santa Clara and beat the 49ers. So I'm intrigued by all of those, and now, thanks to Rich Bisacci, I'll be rooting hard for the Dodgers as well in World Series action. Those would be our weekend preview games. Tausch can tell you where to watch all of them because he has the ESPN app, which contains where to watch.
I do have that app. Ditch the random channel surfing with your remote. Grab your phone. Open up the ESPN app. Their new Where to Watch feature, it's a game changer. So many games going on. And, man, college football, you don't know where. Where's Idaho playing? Oh, they're on ESPN. Oh, all this stuff. No. Where to Watch? Where are the Bucks tipping off Thursday? I don't know. ESPN app is the channel for everything. You already have that answer. It's ESPN app's Where to Watch tab. Say goodbye to the frustration and figuring out what is going on. And say hello to watching your favorite sports. Download the ESPN app from your app store and find the Where to Watch TV icon and stop being all that frustrated. Oh, it's on this. Blah, blah, blah. ESPN app. Boom. Where to Watch.
Our headlines with one specific actor handling this week's video portion of the headlines. Although you can't recognize him because he plays a myriad of different roles in this video.
Lots of disguises.
International Man of Mystery. We'll tell you what movie it's from, and we'll give you our headlines next. It's Wilde and Tausch. All right, before we get to headlines, we have some controversy brewing.
That we do.
Tausch has spoken, and I agree with him. But nevertheless, what has Geriad inquired about on the talk and text line?
Oh, I missed this. What's the controversy?
So verbatim, Geriad in Canton, Ohio, is asking, just to avoid confusion from anyone on the panel, is the ruling that if you're not on air to announce your pick, you're out of the Steinhoffel sleeper for the week? Only asking so we address it before Tausch starts his days off later. trying to avoid another snafu and a grumpy Monday morning, old T. Geriad, 565.
Geriad, I appreciate your transparency and your communication. So you can put in an order or a, you know, whatever your choice would be. And as long as no one else takes that selection, that holds up. But the evacuator of the show, they get last dibs. That's just how this is going to go. So if Jesse wants to resubmit for someone else, that's great. If he does not, that's great too. But that will be, as far as I'm concerned, and Jason, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't want to be a bully here, but I feel like that's the best way to do this.
I'm on Tausch's team here. So sorry, Jesse, that you submitted your tweet with your Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week.
If he had put it on the show sheet, I would have been fine. Okay, well, Emmanuel's gone. Okay, I would go, but that's not how it goes.
Exactly. So now, Jesse, if you want to still be eligible, you'll have to have another pick. And I don't know if he's listening or not, but that has been the 565 Analytics Collective behind the
really
scenes.
Really smart
guys
to get out in front of this. That's why that's why those guys were hand selected out of a very big candidate pool because of their integrity.
Really that big of
because of their integrity and because of their transparency. Kudos to the analytics firm. Nice work, guys.
Yes, we thank them, obviously, for their service. All right, it is now time for headlines presented by Fleet Farm. Now, just again, I always get a little bit leery on this. How we're going to play the video.
Yep.
And we have now passed the 11 a.m. deadline.
Threshold.
The stroke of 11 a.m., if you will. That will allow us to tell you what film was the inspiration. Now, there's no secret here, right? I was not pleased with the Academy.
You made that very clear.
I didn't really appreciate not having the courtesy, the thoughtfulness, the respect, the consideration to ask if Paula and the girls were willing to act. I thought the script was subpar. When I went back and looked at the scene from the film, I didn't think that the script was an accurate representation. It left me in a very challenging rewriting position. Now, all that said, I love Patrick and Helmut, and I appreciate their efforts.
In fairness to the Academy, they put together all of these scripts. And for me, I didn't want to do all 17. First off, I think it's just not going to be as good. Your acting is really good. I felt like I am not a Jurassic Park fan, and that is the movie that was clipped. So for everybody that put in, kudos to y'all. I don't know. That's not my deal. And I thought, I know you're a fan. I know Paula is not a fan, but that's on me, not the Academy. I'm going to be, just like my analytics firm takes accountability, I am going to take accountability for this.
Thank you. Thank you for your accountability. So we managed to put together a clip anyway, despite all the adversity that we had to overcome.
Really good stuff.
And a few wigs that were purchased at the local Goodwill for $1.99 a piece. It's a good time to be doing a headline with Halloween around, because there's a lot of costuming available to help me through this video, which we play now.
How do you know that they'll all be Hall of Famers?
We control their development. It's really not that difficult.
All Packers QBs are inherently superstars anyways. They just require benching for 2 to 3 years during their developmental stage to make them all Hall of Famers.
But how do we know the same will be true of the current QB?
So far, his evolution has showed us that love will not be contained. He breaks free. He passes into open territory. He crashes into defenses painfully, maybe even dangerously. Well, there it is. I'm simply saying that Love, finds a way. 27-10, Packers.
There it is.
For those of you that don't remember the scene in Jurassic Park, this would be the scene where B.D. Wong is in the laboratory explaining how they engineer the, is it the velociraptors? I'm not sure which one hatches in that scene, but the one hatches out of the egg. And my Jeff Goldblum is terrible. Like, it ranks right up there with Tausch's Pirates. Yeah. I would have liked a little more time to practice, but again, I cobbled it together. I waited until I was on deadline.
You're a deadline guy. You're a deadline guy.
Plus, it took me a while to find a black
full
wig.
Full disclosure, I've never watched a minute of a Jurassic Park.
Well, that would have made the scene hard to do. I am not a Jurassic Park fan either.
It's not my
deal. Movie from 1993, I was in college, and Riley was like 10 years from even being born. But I there were a lot of scenes in that film. Again, I'm not here to critique the Academy.
It certainly doesn't seem that way.
That was a tough scene to make it work. I'm just going to say that. I understood the concept behind it, though. Okay. If you haven't seen the video, we will get it on our social channels as well. I think we posted it earlier in the day for you to try and guess what it was. But I did put together a nice little Easter basket.
Nice editing. You did a really good job.
The transitions were solid. When the egg was breaking open, the boom, boom, boom. That was good.
You did good.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate your feedback. So again, the film was Jurassic Park. I know we got a bunch of texts guessing that correctly. So you will be entered into the drawing, as we will then give away a tailgating experience for a game next season, once we get to the end of this season, to pick a winner. All right, let's get to our actual headlines presented by Fleet Farm. And want to remind you that Fleet Farm right now has DeWalt and Craftsman deal days going on at Fleet Farm. Shop in store to find can't miss deals on all things DeWalt and Craftsman, from tool combos to batteries and accessories. So hurry into your local Fleet Farm today to shop the DeWalt and Craftsman deal days. And hunting season is almost here too, and Fleet Farm is your place to find all the gear you need to bag the big one. Shop top brands from everything from camo and blaze orange gear to trail cameras, tree stands, and more. Find everything you need for a successful hunting season at Fleet Farm. All right, Tausch, what's your headline?
So I did find out that this was Jurassic Park. I'm not even 100% sure. If I had not gotten the script to send to you, I don't know if I would have. So my headline, and I got to be very, very distinct with my enunciation here.
Oh, dear.
Will Halfley's defense keep Lawrence in park? You bet Jurassic will. Pack wins 31-13.
Well, are you doing these yourself? These are you all you, or is somebody doing these for you too?
No comment.
Oh my god!
Why? Because that was pretty good. Is that what you're saying?
It made me wonder who wrote it. I'll just leave it at that.
I'm not gonna. You did a good job, Jason. I'm not gonna rip.
When in doubt, just keep complimenting me, because that'll help. All right. This is this is a takeoff from another line from the film that Tausch has not seen, Jurassic Park. So he will not get the reference. I will do my best anyway to try and make it relevant. J-Love doesn't want to be fed. He wants to hunt. You can't just suppress 1.5 years of starting experience or gut instinct. Two deep ball touchdowns to Watson. One more interception. Packers 34, Jaguars 14. Riley, what do you got?
I have a Halloween theme.
Spooky.
No tricks, all treats. The Packers leave the Jaguars feeling ghoulish ahead of Halloween with a bewitching performance. Jordan Love has the cauldron boiling with a spooktacular 3-touchdown, 300-yard performance as well. Xavier McKinney puts Trevor Lawrence under his spell, easily plucking another interception like taking candy from a teal-tongued baby. Packers romp, 31-13.
If we have the same exact score, you and I,
it
I
think did so, sound yeah. like that. Yeah,
you're very theatrical. You're a theater guy.
I don't know if I want to be known as a theater guy, but I'm going to take it as a compliment.
I mean, you're good.
Thank you.
I thought that was downright outstanding. And having
really
heard how terrible many of your voices are, your Halloween ghoulish voices were fantastic.
Thank you.
Oh my God.
I'll take it.
Slightly longer headline than some of the others, but not as long as one
and that's
of my questions.
And that's coming from Wildy. That's saying that.
Can't wait to go back on the podcast and listen to that 8-minute version of your headline because it was good. It really was. All right, that's it for headlines. Next, Riley Yauch hosts Wild
UFC.
Riley.
Woo!
What was that?
I'm saying there's going to be a lot of UFC in here.
We'll see.
I can.
We know you can. We would prefer you didn't. Whoa, Riley is next. It's Wildy. It's Aush. The time has come. His skill with the quill is undeniable, but whether or not his skill with Whoa, Riley is up for debate. Time now for Whoa, Riley.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wildy and Tausch.
Okay, so I want to start first here with a discussion I had in the ESPN Madison office just a few days ago. So, I just threw out a reference to Jason, your story that you wrote about Evan Williams, I believe it was last Sunday's paper. You talked about his football player ethos, as you love to say. I big fan of looking for the word ethos in every one of your stories now.
It's good ethos.
Yes.
Yeah, good work.
You love ethos. Thank you. But so I brought that up, and then everyone asked, do I have a State Journal subscription? I was like, yeah. Me and my friends get the Sunday paper, a physical copy, each week. And everyone just lost it. Like, they started laughing, calling me an old man. Like, who has a paper subscription anymore? How old are you, 23? And me and my friends actually read the paper. It's fun. I have the online subscription
guys.
As well. We're trying to support local journalism. So I want to know from you guys, in your opinion, are me and my friends old men for getting the Sunday paper delivered to our house, or our apartment, I should say, every week?
What time are you meeting Homer and his buddies at Ted's and Tosa?
6 p.m. right after his show's done.
Go ahead, Jay.
Thank you for your subscription. Thank you for supporting local journalism. Those of us that are still trying to do it the right way appreciate you doing that. But yeah, you're an old man. The digital subscription is certainly very much appreciated, but I am an old man, and I still get the Sunday Green Bay Press Gazette. I just like sitting back and reading the newspaper. So thank you for your support of our work, Riley Yauch.
Of course, there's something relaxing about it. I read Jim Polzin's story every week about the Badgers. They're on the front page. It's been cool seeing the transition of the pictures on the front from being sad and not fun with Bama and USC to now they're all good. So, Tausch, I don't know. What are your thoughts? Do you get the paper?
I don't. And you are an old man for doing it, but I appreciate it, man. I think it's great. I think the whole the old days, you go to the library and you have those long wooden sticks and the paper would go in there and you could sit back and flip the pages. You go to Helen C. White and you get all the, you know, different stuff. I mean, there was a time at training camp when I first started that there would be the papers and we would go, you could go grab it before you go eat breakfast and you could look to see if Wilde or Spoon or somebody had you on the fence. Or what it used to be, on the fence, locks. We'd sit
long
there. Long
shots.
There you go. So it's just, it's a different era. It's a different world. But Riley, you just keep doing you, man. I would have bet that you're gonna be, you would be that guy, and I respect it. And I know Big Cat down here in Milwaukee thinks you're a nerd.
Yeah, why a
embrace
nerd,
your nerddom?
Could
absolutely.
Could he pop the mic? Why am I a nerd, Josh?
Yeah, Josh.
Yeah, Josh.
Josh.
I really just said that to make Tosh laugh.
Okay.
He did, and I got a good chuckle out of it, too.
Fair enough.
People are probably on YouTube like, what the heck is going on with old T? And I was laughing because Big Cat
No, they're
it.
Not saying that. They're still making fun of your shirt, though.
Yeah, it's... Ouch. My wife is not a fan either, is what I just found out, even though she is the one who gave me the shirt to wear.
In 2004.
It's an ironic twist, for certain.
Hmm.
Whoa, Riley!
Okay, we talked about golf earlier and a little bit of golf etiquette. Rob was talking about throwing his clubs into the ponds near the courses. So I want to know for you guys, is it bad golf etiquette to unhook your friend's clubs on the golf cart and then watch them fall as they drive away?
No.
Yeah.
Laughs. A lot of laughs to be had. Now, I do think if you're a 5 or under capper, and you're taking the game very serious, I think you have to be very careful, because then if you chip a wedge or, you know, if somebody is really, like, serious about golf, but it's fun. You sit there and you laugh, and then you know, then you have to be all cautious. So you don't do it early in the round unless you want a lot of shenanigans where then you have to constantly be looking.
Yep.
I think it's really fun. It's a little gimmick that I've done many, many times, and I always get laughs, just like when Big Cat chimes in my ear about you being a nerd. We laugh.
So did you do this to someone recently or?
Not recently, no. Rob just bringing up like raging on the golf course reminded me of it. My dad actually taught me this trick. He got me with it a few times when I was younger. And then I could never get him with it. The first time I got him was a great day for me. That was a pleasant outing on the golf course. But yeah, now I just do it here and there to my friends. But yeah, I also try and avoid it if they're super serious or if they're having a bad game too. It can be a little dicey, but
that's when you need it the most, though. Like if Jason's had a 192 and he's on the last hole, that's when you do it, because then it loosens him up and he's going to make that 7 to shoot a buck 99, and he can laugh at all of us.
I don't think if I shoot a 199, I'm laughing at anybody. Whoa, Riley.
Alrighty, World Series Game 1 tonight. Move to talk some sports here. Yankees-Dodgers World Series. Is this good for baseball or not?
I thought the baseball season ended. The Brewers got beat, what, 2 months ago, feels
like?
That's
what it feels like, yeah.
And baseball just decided to take a full week off to play. It's, I think, great for the big markets. I think, unfortunately, and I know I feel this way, and I'm certain that there's other Brewer fans that feel this way, this is a stark reminder that there's the big boys and there's everybody else. And you got three of the last four teams have the biggest payrolls, and it's not like by $10 million bucks. It's by $200 million. It's a lot to overcome. So for as much as I want that expectation game to change, and we want our Brewers to stay up with it, is it a fair thing to ask when your expense account is that much higher? I mean, I want to say yes, but I get it. And this weekend, yes, you have Shohei, you got Judge, you got a lot of stars that you would think are going to bring it. I think it actually is going to leave a bad little film on your tongue with this whole thing, because it's a stark reminder. We're always going to be $200 to $300 million per year under the spend of what they're doing. That's a big thing to overcome.
Yeah, I would say that I think it's been a great thing for baseball that the Yankees haven't been in the World Series in 15 years. That's a long time. It's like the Packers' latest Super Bowl time they've been in the Super Bowl. And for a league that does not have the same revenue sharing, and you are rooting for the small market teams to succeed, I would like to keep the I would like to have seen the Yankees kept out of the World Series for another 15 years. So no, I don't think Yankees Dodgers is good for baseball. I'm sure it's good for TV ratings, and I'll still watch because it's the World Series. But no, Yankees Dodgers, not good, not good at all.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I hate it. I loved last year's World Series, Rangers Diamondbacks. I mean, it always sucks seeing the team that beats the Brewers get to the World Series. But hey, now that curse is over too. Brewers gonna make it next year. We're cruising. Already,
I got. Do you guarantee it?
Yeah, I'll put a guarantee down.
What are you gonna do if they don't?
I guess you guys can brainstorm and decide that. Now,
all right, we'll figure it out.
Just let me know. Get back to me. Alrighty, I got one more. Mm-hmm. Got one more here for you. So there's a little Twitter feud going on between Oregon Ducks fans and those of the Illinois Fighting Illini and Big Ten fans in general because of this image some account put out. Do you guys know the picture of the golfer? Speaking of golf, he's in the blue polo and the flowery pants, and he's looking at maybe it's Tiger Woods and sort of his black getup. It's sort of like, hey, this guy's cool, and this guy's all stuck up. Have you seen that image before?
You talking about the one where John Daly's smoking heaters?
Yep,
yeah, I've seen that one.
Okay, so it's that image, and then it's Oregon fans up since 8 a.m. already on their seventh 12.4% double IPA. That's John Daly. And then you have Illinois fans nursing their third Miller Lite at kickoff. That's Tiger Woods, I believe. What do you guys make of this? I feel like that's just such a lack of knowledge of the Big Ten Conference. Oregon fans cannot outdrink us. That's just not, it's not real life.
Who put this out?
An Oregon fan account. So maybe you, Jason, is it your burner?
I do not have a burner. And I'm probably not making alcohol-related jokes. I don't get it. Like Tom Hanks and Big, I don't get it. Is that funny to a lot of people? Is it getting a lot of engagement?
It's gotten
Riley.
It's gotten a lot of engagement. It's getting a lot of play. It really riled up all of the real Midwest fan bases.
It yowked things up.
Yeah,
that dude is yowked.
That's the goal. Everyone's trying to get yowked these days.
I think the point is
not everyone.
The Big Ten, we drink a lot of beer. Oregon is a newcomer to it, and I think most people, again, this is just stereotyping.
Yep.
I think there's the maple syrup like that. And I know it's different, but it's got that Vermont feel. I think we all look at Oregon as being like, whatever. You're going to be probably more plant-based stuff than pounded a bunch of beers. Like, that's how I would look at it. And I think for them to put that out shows a very, I don't know if they're trying to be ironic. In a, we're, you know, now even better drinking our precious little IPAs, whereas Illinois fans, we're going to crush a bunch of beers. And I don't know exactly why this has got the engagement that it does, but it irritates us true Big Ten.
Coors Light drinkers.
I think that's exactly what this is.
We're going to be on our, like, 20th Coors Light at 11 a.m. by kickoff. It's not apples to apples here.
Y'all got the number one team in the country, and you're picking a fight about that you drink more than us? Like, that is a real slap to the drinking culture of some of the Big Ten schools. That's what this is about.
Yeah. And I don't like it. I'm glad you agree. Jason, what do you have to say for yourself and your Oregon faithful?
Nothing. So, we need to draw our winner for the trivia before we get to Feel Good Friday.
Oh, little cheese fryer. Little cheese fryer.
So, alrighty. Riley, without further ado,
our winner for this week in trivia is none other than Stephen DeForest from today.
Defo.
Let's go.
What up, Defo?
Getting those Jaguars questions correct. All right, that's it for Will Riley and for our trivia for this week. Next, Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints to wrap up the week and wrap up the show. That's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Like I should. When in dark, I walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed.
better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave.
It is time for Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints. And as we brought up with Rob Domofsky, who is a great friend to our show and a great friend to me, and also has been spearheading the Vaughn McClure and Jeff Dickerson Foundation, who had their event last night in Chicago. Now, the website is a little bit challenging, so you'll have to bear with me. It's a lot of initials. It is the TVM, the Vaughn McClure, JD, Jeff Dickerson, Foundation.org.
And yeah, that's not that bad.
You just got to get all the initials in.
Yep.
TVMJDFoundation.org. Now, Jeff Dickerson was not only a Bears beat writer for ESPN.com, but he was also one of our teammates at ESPN Chicago, ESPN 1000. So I know Waddle and Sylvie and the whole crew down there love JD as well. The folks at Obvious Shirts did a great T-shirt that I know Justin Fields wore to press conferences, which tells you how respected JD was by players that he covered down there. And Vaughn, actually, the reason I knew Vaughn was because he covered the Bears, too, for the Chicago Tribune before he went to Atlanta and covered the Falcons for ESPN. So both guys who covered the Bears with distinction and are both friends of ours, Rob and myself and so many others. It's a great thing that they're doing. We gave Riley a hard time about getting the Sunday newspaper. But journalism does still matter, even sports journalism, which is not the most important journalism that goes on. But I hope it entertains you and educates you and is interesting to you, whether it's about Christian Watson's lack of targets or Rich Bisaccia not wanting to talk about how great Jeff Hafley was for some reason. Be that as it may, the TVM JDFoundation.org. You can donate there. Goes to scholarship funds, goes to all these kind of great causes that both Vaughn and JD were passionate about. So we thank Rob for what he's doing with that group, and we certainly appreciate any contributions that folks will make to that. All right. Now, that is our Feel Good Friday painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints. Tausch, when we get back on Monday. First of all, Jesse is scheduled to reappear.
Maybe.
Which we appreciate.
Maybe. Yep.
Scheduled to. That's how I go scheduled with him. Yep. What kind of conversation do you believe we'll be having? Because I feel like they're going to win this game handily, and we're going to be gearing up for a big showdown between the Lions and the Packers with first place on the line in the NFC North.
It's going to be, I think, however that game shakes itself out, as long as Green Bay wins, I think the conversation is going to move real quick. Normally, we kind of have a really good rhythm of how things are going to go. You analyze and kind of go over what happened. And Tuesday, you kind of rehash, and then you move forward on Wednesday. And I think this week it's going to move quicker because I think you're talking about the two best teams in the NFC, and they're going to be going against each other. So this whole idea of trap game, I get it. It's just now this is where a young team has to grow up and go down and just be professional. Just go find a way, get this dub, and get home, and then embrace the big moments that is what makes being a football player great. We're going to see it on Saturday night with Penn State and Wisconsin, and you're going to see that moving forward. So this is one of those games you should win, but anytime you feel that way, you've seen this movie before.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard to win in this league, and especially when you have a team that I'm sure they're hearing all this stuff that people are saying. Like, if I'm Doug Peterson, like, these guys think this is a trap game. Well, let's lock them and see if they can get out of this trap. There's going to be a lot of motivation on their end to find a way to win, and anytime you go on the road, crazy stuff can happen. So I'm expecting the same thing, but you always, as the great Pippi Longstocking said, expect the unexpected.
I didn't know she said that. All right, that's it for me.
Great expectations is what she said.
That's it for me and John Popper of Blues Traveler, which is what I'm being told by multiple sources you look like in that shirt. So
I got a hunch this shirt ain't going to make it. This might be the last time you ever see this shirt.
Might want to drop that off at Goodwill on your way back to Memphis. That's it for us this week. Have a great day and a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. Take care. Be good.
Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.
ESPN Wisconsin's Mark Tauscher here for my friends at Kohler Services. If you need a bath or shower remodel, turn to Kohler Services. Family owned for 150 years, Kohler is your Wisconsin.